everyone, and welcome to this episode of Insatiable Appetite. I'm Davey McHenry, Senior Vice President of Operations, and with me today is my colleague, Shelley Belanco, Senior Vice President of Business Development. Shelley, thank you for joining me today to discuss highlights from our recent white paper on semiotics, signs, codes, and trends, how to align your brand with culture.
Hey, Davey, it's great to be here with you today.
Shelley, to kick off our discussion, I'd love to chat more about exactly what semiotics is and why it is useful to those in the food and beverage industry.
Great question. So semiotics is the study of signs and symbols and myths and how ideology and meaning are unconsciously interpreted as well as perpetuated in our culture today. And the practice of semiotics is at its most basic, an exercise in rigorous sense-making or meaning-making. And as human beings, we are intrinsically meaning-making machines. But from an industry perspective, folks in the food and beverage industry in particular find it useful as a method to decode consumers' unconscious and unexpressed needs, as well as capture what lies beneath the surface of their decision-making. And it's a method that complements traditional research and design approaches. And because its focus is really the consumer's interaction with culture, it also is useful in fueling culture-led strategies. So with that said, I'd like to turn it to you, Davey, and ask, you know, why do you think semiotic analysis is important to brands in particular?
Well, said simply, semiotics can unlock and communicate a brand's soul and personality to consumers. As you mentioned, by decoding its cultural underpinnings, a brand really gains powerful insights that can be used in turn to speak to consumers in a language that is culturally fluent and also helps encode meaning at the subconscious level. This offers brands powerful potential directions for virtually every element of the brand architecture and brand experience. At its most effective, semiotics can help create passionate and bold brand messaging that inspires consumers. In short, by offering a roadmap to culturally sensitive decision-making, semiotics can help elevate brands over their competition. So Shelley, now that we know how powerful semiotics can be, and especially for brands, does it replace qualitative and quantitative research?
Not at all. You know, as I said, semiotics is a complementary approach. It's an expert-driven method that uncovers patterns and insights in certain circumstances when qualitative and quantitative tools can hit the proverbial wall. By rigorously examining the cultural currents in a more organic manner, semiotic analysis can sidestep limitations that other modes of research have. And it reconciles what consumers say and think with how they're actually behaving. And it also draws on insights from adjacent categories or consumers. And it imagines and anticipates a much wider range of possibilities than some traditional methods. So it's really perfect for blue ocean innovation. And because I've said all that, and I'd really like to understand how the Hartman Group uses semiotics to benefit our clients.
Well, Shelley, semiotics is one of the many tools that our analysts employ in our mission to help our clients unlock growth. And our proprietary approach can really be applied to answer key business questions across four critical areas for those engaged in the business of food. Those being consumer research, innovation and ideation, foresight and trends analysis, and finally, strategy and advisory. But perhaps the best way to understand the power of semiotics is with a real-life example. The white paper shares a case study of the application of semiotic analysis to a food and beverage brand, Cachava. Shelley, would you like to share those highlights with our listeners?
Sure. Cachava is a modern meal replacement brand, and I should note that our analysis of this brand was really done just for illustrative purposes for the white paper, and it wasn't commissioned by the brand, and our comments aren't intended really as an endorsement. So that said, culturally, the meal replacement category, which has its roots in the space race era, it's evolved significantly to include, you know, weight loss management products, vitamin supplements, protein shakes, and superfood supplements, and things like that. Now, the meal replacement industry was a bit of a redheaded stepchild in the overall food and beverage industry, somewhat mocked, if you will. But it's been gaining respect by aligning with holistic wellness trends. And from a semiotics perspective, the Cachava brand aligns with the cultural conversation about mindfulness and responsible consumption. And it's aiming to bring, you know, positive change to consumer culture and the world at large. And it does so by addressing the tension between the scientific innovation and more traditional food formats. And the brand really distinguishes itself from competitors through its organic, vegan superfood ingredients. And the brands, as well as the meal replacement category's long-term success, really relies on tapping into cultural shifts in an ongoing manner, including natural food preferences, plant-based diets, transparency, healthy snacking, balancing science with traditional wisdom, and a focus on holistic nutrition.
Thanks, Shelley. Well, I think that's about all the time we have today. It's been great chatting with you, and I think it's clear that whether you're a small brand or a global leader, understanding semiotics is critical. And for our listeners, if Shelley and I haven't convinced you enough, you can learn more about semiotics and how Hartman Group can use it to give you a marketplace advantage by downloading the white paper available on our website. Or give Shelley a call to chat more. Until next time, thanks everyone for joining this episode of The Insatiable Appetite, and we look forward to having you join us next time.